Vítajte pri počúvaní Kbaz Rádia.
Tak ako každý týždeň,
aj teraz pre vás máme pripravenú novú a zaujímavú epizódu.
Tak neváhajte, nasaďte si slúchadlá
a prajeme vám príjemné počúvanie.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Mystery Unsolved. This is where we take a look at the most famous mysteries of the world that were never solved even until this day. In this episode, we will talk about the strange Black Dahlia murder. Around 10 a.m. on January 15, 1947, Betty Berzinger was walking with a 3-year-old daughter along the Northern Avenue Street in Los Angeles when Betty noticed as the quote follows. I glanced to my right and saw this very dead white body. My goodness, it was so white. It didn't look like anything more than perhaps an artificial model. It was so white and separated in the middle. End quote. The body of 22-year-old Elizabeth Short was lying face up and naked, and her body was cut in half at the waist. She was oddly posed, her eyes wide open, hands above her head with her elbows bent, and legs out straight and spread apart. She had been hit over the head and pieces of her flesh had been cut out. Her face was also cut from her mouth to ears, leaving a nearly permanent smile. As gory as the scene was, there was no blood around the victim. It appeared that the body had been drained and scrubbed before being placed where it was found. After identifying the body by its fingerprints with the help from the FBI, the Los Angeles Police Department, or LAPD for short, began circulating a flyer in the hopes of getting more information, which eventually began to emerge. Originally from Medford, Massachusetts, Elizabeth Short moved to Hollywood in the hopes of stardom. It was common at the time for newspapers to give nicknames to murder cases. Therefore, the papers called her the Black Dahlia, due to reports that she often wore black clothing and had dyed black hair. The autopsy on the body provided a chilling glimpse into Elizabeth's final moments. Officially, Elizabeth died of hemorrhage and shock. Marks on her legs, wrists, neck, and right thigh suggested that she had been bound and tortured. The slits at the corners of her mouth were made while she was still alive. The reports say that the cuts were clean, raising suspicion that someone with surgical skills may have been responsible. 9 days after her body was found, an envelope arrived at the office of the Los Angeles Examiner. It contained some of Elizabeth's belongings, including her social security card, birth certificate, photos, and an address book that was missing a few pages. All of the items had been cleaned of fingertips using gasoline, and the envelope had been addressed using cutout letters from newspapers. There were 13 letters in total sent to the LAPD. There were many suspects throughout the investigation, and it's been estimated that hundreds were questioned and cleared. The police contacted about 75 men listed in the address book that was sent to the Los Angeles Examiner. The majority of them said they'd met Elizabeth only briefly, going out on a dinner date or to the movies, but that things had ended before they went any further. Despite questioning around 300 people, the case moved nowhere. At one point, fingerprints were found on one of the Dahlia letters sent to the police. The FBI raced to match these prints with an identity, but the fingerprints were not in their files, so they were unable to find a match. Eventually, the case went cold. Even though the case was closed and never solved, there were still some main suspects. The first is the salesman, Robert Manley. His relationship with Elizabeth began a month before Elizabeth's murder when he noticed her outside a bus station in San Diego and asked if she wanted a ride. Elizabeth eventually got into his car, and since then, Robert would take Elizabeth on dates when he was in town in San Diego. After some time, the place where Elizabeth had been staying at fell through, and she called Robert and asked him to come pick her up. Robert said next that they both stayed in a hotel in Pacific Ocean, after which Robert drove them both to Los Angeles, where he dropped Elizabeth off at Baltimore Hotel at 6:30 on the evening of January 9th, and as the police said, that is the last place she was seen alive. Robert got questioned by the police, even taking 2 polygraph tests, both indicating that he was telling the truth. In the end, they determined that Robert Manley was innocent. Another suspect who is well known even to those who are only slightly familiar with the case is Dr. George Hodel. Many investigators felt that at some point they interacted with the real murderer, and no one felt about this stronger than Steve Hodel, his own son. Since he wasn't assigned to this case, after his retirement, he published his own research where he stated that his father was the murderer. George Hodel was a wealthy doctor in Los Angeles who was well-connected and was a man with high IQ. After George's death, his son Steve found 2 photos of a woman who Steve believed to be Elizabeth Short. He began to investigate, coming to believe that his father had a romantic relationship with Elizabeth. George would have had the medical training needed to produce the surgical mutilations performed on Elizabeth Short's body and the notes allegedly sent by the Killer match hotel's handwriting, according to handwriting analysis performed by one forensic expert hired by Steve Hodell. In 1950, a few years after the Black Dahlia murder, George Hodell moved or maybe fled to the Philippines. Perhaps not so coincidentally, a woman murdered in 1967 was found bisected and posed in an empty lot, just like the Black Dahlia. Steve says that at the time, George was living half a mile away from the crime scene. After hearing about the George Hodell theory, LA Times reporter Steve Lopez went to the investigators and was given access to case files. In the files, Lopez found records that the LAPD had snuck listening devices into George's home undetected. In one of the transcripts of the recordings, George Hodell said, quote, "Supposing I did kill the Black Dahlia, they couldn't prove it now. They can't talk to my secretary because she's dead." End quote. The investigation into Hodell's possible ties to Elizabeth's murder was shut down abruptly in 1950, which made Stephen Hodell believe that his father made a deal with the LAPD to cover up his guilt.
Ďakujeme za vypočutie. Ak sa vám epizóda páčila,
nezabudnite nám napísať na náš Instagram @gbazradio
alebo zanechať 5 hviezdičkové hodnotenie.
Dúfame, že si nás naladíte aj na budúce.